WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 75 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between BCS and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort with GroundShuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. What was supposed to be a three-hour hearing in Travis County District Court yesterday, called by former Bryan School District Superintendent Tommy Wallace against his former employer, will continue this afternoon at 1.
Wallace has not learned who gave documents to KBTX and the Eagle that were under court order to remain private. Wallace is seeking criminal and civil contempt of court citations, jail time, and fines against those who released documents that included an ethics violation report that was critical of Wallace's job performance in Bryan. Wallace's lawyers had time yesterday to question 2 of 5 Bryan ISD Central Office administrators that were part of Wallace's executive team. Communications Director Brandon Webb and Assistant Superintendent Amy Drozd denied releasing documents protected by court order. Both also said they did not direct anyone else to release the documents, and they did not know who released the documents. Lawyers for Bryan ISD are fighting Wallace's attempt to question a 5th member of the executive team, School District Attorney Harry Wright Jr. The judge will make a decision today. Yesterday, the judge denied Wallace's attempt to force testimony from the editor of the Eagle and a reporter from KBTX. One of Wallace's 3 lawyers said they may make another attempt. Today, Wallace's lawyers say they'll question Assistant Superintendent Tim Roeke, Associate Superintendent Barbara Ybarra, current school board president Trey Moore, and board member Doug Wanneberger, who was president when he told Wallace last September to consider accepting a voluntary separation agreement that eventually included an $83,000 buyout. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The director of College Station's Lincoln Recreation Center is leaving after 23 years in that position and 30 at the center.
This is not right now of a retirement per se. It's just saying thank you, College Station, for everything that you did for Lance Jackson.
Jackson told the city of College Station's communications director Jay Sokol in a city podcast about what lies ahead after a long career and graduating from Texas A&M last month.
I really do appreciate everybody that ever came through that door. You just don't know. But it's time to try something different. And I guarantee you, whatever I get an opportunity to do, I'll make you extremely proud.
You're invited to a farewell reception for Lance Jackson today from 5 until 6:30 at the center. President Donald Trump says the health care package is working along very well and suggested there could be a big surprise coming. But that comes after Senate GOP leaders, short of support, shelved the vote on the Affordable Care Act. Congressman Bill Flores, during our show, was asked what happens next.
My gut tells me that the Senate will come back with something that's close enough for the House to vote on as a standalone measure. Instead of trying to go to conference to reconcile the two packages, I think that would take unnecessary time and would wind up with minimal improvement.
Flores says in the interest of providing clarity and certainty for constituents, patients, and doctors, they need to vote on the Senate bill once it's finished. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 75 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. GroundShuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan-College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute comfortably in local shuttles with reclining seats and power outlets, so you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With GroundShuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and private car service in the new Mercedes S-Class. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales event is going on now. Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. Now through June 30th, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor in Bryan, your authorized Kubota dealer for Brazos County, or online at wctractor.com.
At United Country Coleman and Patterson, our team has a story to tell. One of homegrown, hometown individuals united in a common cause. To find buyers for your property, to assist with your lifestyle choice in a home or acreage, and to do so with professionalism and care. Hi, I'm Brett Richards. At United Country Coleman and Patterson, it's all about growing together in the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties. At United Country Coleman and Patterson, we sell lifestyle. We invite you to get to know us at ColemanandPatterson.com.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company, more than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team, and we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. Turn to the experts with Carrier and Malik. We make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
Hey, there you go. Good morning. It's 7-11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
A mix of clouds and sun for today. Maybe an isolated shower or thunderstorm. We're hot and humid. High temperature, low to mid-90s. Tonight, back to fair weather and upper 70s overnight. Tomorrow, again, partly sunny with an isolated thunderstorm, breezy and hot. Temperatures in the mid-90s, upper 70s on Friday night. Saturday, mostly sunny, breezy, 94 to 98. This is meteorologist Gary Best. News Talk 1620. WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Brazos Valley Bombers dropped the second game in their series with the Generals in Victoria. Meanwhile, the Astros bested the A's at Minute Maid, while the Rangers dropped one on the road to the Indians. And in the NBA, Phil Jackson is officially out as president of the Knicks. All the details and more are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, so next week is Independence Day. We won't be here that day, is that right?
Correct.
That's right.
I won't
be here that whole week.
Oh, you're gone. Okay, right. All right. So anyhow, I don't know. We get the actual day off, which means we'll have a fractured week because we'll come in on Monday and then we won't be back.
Well, actually, Scott, you're the only one coming in
okay.
on Monday.
All right, so there we go. So we got other folks in.
Yeah, but I'll be back Wednesday.
Making a long weekend out of it.
Yeah.
Basically, that's it.
I'm making a real long weekend out of it.
So, all right, so that's our Independence Day coming up. But today...
Oh, Canada,
yeah.
Terre de nos aïeux,
you know, land I call my home.
That's it. That's a very young Celine Dion.
Ooh,
back from
okay.
1992.
You know, when I went to the Little League World Series and played in it, we played Canada, and they had a girl on their team who every team got to sing their national anthem if they had someone who wanted to before each game. And so she sang, and she was phenomenal. She was so good. And I just remember that about Canada. And I remember that national anthem.
and it's not easy to sing either.
No. You know, no.
I don't think
she didn't sing it in. Is that French?
Yeah.
She didn't sing it in that. She sang it in English.
Okay.
But.
So that everybody because that
so
would
we
really
knew what
be,
was going on.
That would
yeah.
really
yeah.
be confusing. Yeah. So anyway, July the 1st is actually when they celebrate their 150th anniversary.
Okay.
Sesquicentennial, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We've done that here already. But stuff that we've gotten from Canada,
Oh, they've contributed, all right.
The original green ink used in U.S. American bills was invented in Canada. While hockey might be the national sport, Canada also is the original home of basketball.
Really?
Oh.
By person, Canadians eat 55% more Kraft macaroni and cheese than U.S. Americans do.
they're not counting mine, I guess.
The border between Canada and the U.S. is 5,524 miles. It is the longest international border in the world.
Wow.
The Halloween phrase, trick or treat, first used in Canada.
Aww.
Yeah. One of the Articles of Confederation of the United States that if Canada asked to become a state, they would automatically be accepted into statehood.
Really? The whole country?
The whole bunch.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Canada has a landing pad for UFOs. It's at St. Paul, Alberta.
That's nice of them. Convenient.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. You just heard it, the national anthem, O Canada, written in 1880, but not officially adopted until 1980.
Huh.
What were they doing for that 100 years?
I don't know. They just kind of was an unofficial thing. And Canadians also Invented the snowblower. Makes sense. Instant replay. And plexiglass.
Man, they've done a lot up there.
They have. So there.
Thanks, Canada.
Yeah, way to go, Canada. Good for you.
So America Junior's good for something.
Yeah.
So America Junior.
Yeah, that's what he said. In China, guy used a local version of Uber. They've got Uber over there. They don't call it that. The Chinese have a different word for everything. You ever notice that? Okay. Anyway, hailed a ride. more than astonished when the ride turned up to be a truck. I mean, like an oil tanker truck.
Oh, okay. Ooh.
Okay. Guy opens the door on the truck's passenger side. Driver says, come on, get in. Don't be worried. I'm an experienced driver. Okay.
Usually it tells you what's, like, I wonder what it said, what will be picking you up. You know, usually it's like a Toyota Camry or F-150.
But again.
Oil tanker.
Yeah. But
it was like, get a load of this. It will be picking you up.
But again, maybe that's a deal where they're part of the world, they don't have that thing.
True. That it's not part of the feature.
All right, so now what do you think about this? This is, I'm not sure when I read this morning. Uber is being sued over the lack of wheelchair accessible cars in Washington, D.C.
Absolutely not.
The lawsuit from the Equal Rights Center claims that Uber is violating both the Americans with Disabilities Act, which requires transportation companies to offer equal access to all drivers, and D.C.'s Human Rights Act.
See,
suit also says that Uber can't carry passengers that have non-foldable wheelchairs. Even if they can, Uber provides no way for drivers to indicate that in the app.
I can see the headline now. Suber.
Yeah, real exactly. Now, you know, the deal is this is a different kind of commerce, and I don't know that they're supposed to be exempt from those requirements, but
I mean, are taxi cabs, are they under the same scrutiny?
I presume that they must be.
They've been around for a lot longer, and you've never heard of this.
Presume that's the case, but it's just, look, this is Joe or Janet, and they're doing this for extra money
right.
on the side.
Yeah. Exactly.
And they do have to, now they have to get the background checks and things that are necessary for that.
Mm-hmm.
But this is their ability to tap into the economy. Okay, we're taking supply and demand. Person needs a ride. Here's a person who can provide a ride. They do that.
Right.
Now, there's no reason. I don't think that you should have to require Joe or Janet to have a vehicle that allows that to happen.
Absolutely not.
No,
I don't think so either.
I mean, because it's a personal choice to use Uber. You can always just call a cab that has those parameters,
right.
You know?
Well, and the deal is it's all about proximity, where you are, where is that vehicle, and is it available? And then that's how they ping in, and that's how you make the connection to get the ride.
Yeah, and if you're an Uber driver and you want to have that, you know, that option, and if Uber can do something in their app that says, oh, by the way, this person is also, you know, handicap, operational.
Right.
We can
great.
Give you a leg
okay.
up.
Yeah. But you shouldn't, I don't think Uber drivers should be required
to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hey, just a clarification. James Naismith was from Canada, but he invented the game in Massachusetts, the game of basketball.
Okay, but they want to take credit for it. See, that's where they're going with that. Hello.
Yeah, with Uber, all you need is a little flatbed trailer and a couple of racket straps. Roll them up on there, strap them down, and off.
Okay. Yeah, but I don't know that the rider would.
That might be another lawsuit coming at you.
Might not be safe.
My thought is they believe they're going to be within the confines of the vehicle. But I guess if you wanted to give them the option, you could do that. I don't know that we should legally force them to have that as a requirement.
No, agreed.
All right. Anyhow, police in Greece are charging a man for operating an illegal shooting range off of his balcony.
Hey!
Officers say the 72-year-old suspect built a makeshift firing range on his balcony in a densely populated area. That's where he that's where he allegedly fired illegal guns. Police raided the apartment. and allegedly confiscated 21 shotguns, 5 pistols, a silencer, a taser, knives, a battle axe, and at least a sword.
Wow, he was ready for zombie apocalypse.
Well, all sorts of different, you want to throw a battle axe? Okay,
all right.
I got one of those.
Axe throwing.
I've already done that this week.
Yep. Out of ammo, I got a sword.
Yeah, he's charged with gun law violations, attempting grievous bodily harm. At least one shot hit a neighboring apartment.
Oh, yikes.
Gosh.
Nobody was injured.
So he's not a good shot.
72 no. And senile.
Clearly he needed the range.
In what world did he think that would be okay?
His world, Scott.
Yeah,
his world.
So. That's probably right.
The only positive I can
the
see is that
he
was shooting downward, so hopefully it would go into the ground, from a balcony. But
yeah.
Apparently,
I'm thinking what goes up must come down.
Got to do that. That Newton thing happens. Then there's a guy in New Jersey accused of stealing a street sweeper. Hey, what kid hasn't wanted to do that?
Right?
Man, look at that street sweeper. Wouldn't that be cool to ride? Paterson, New Jersey police say the unidentified suspect jumped into a city-owned street sweeper around 2 in the morning. Yeah, 2 in the morning yesterday. Yeah,
I wonder what he was doing before that.
Yeah, really. And took off. It happened while the driver stepped out for a minute to change some garbage bags. Police say that the man drove off in the vehicle for about half a mile before slamming into several parked cars. And then he ran off on foot. Nobody hurt. No arrests have been made. At least one witness said the suspect may have been on drugs or drinking.
What do you think?
Could possibly be the case.
Whenever I think of street sweeper, I think of that movie Jersey Girl with Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez.
Oh yeah.
I don't know, but he's a street sweeper and he picks up his little girl from school in the street sweeper.
Awesome. That'd be great.
I know. She loves it.
Yeah. Well, as long as she likes it, then
as long as he's allowed to use it. This guy, on the other hand, doesn't sound like he had permission.
All right. So frosted tips on hair.
Yep.
Okay, now I saw the headline on this, and I thought, well, that's interesting. I'll have to ask Chelsea if she has any interest in that, and then I found out.
It's for men.
Yep.
Think Guy Fieri, okay?
Yeah, his is like a solid color.
Yeah.
Think about more of like just the tip of the spikes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And then like in spikes, that's the important. Yeah. Like the spikes are colored.
Okay. This was super popular when I was in like middle school.
Yep.
All
yep.
of my guy friends.
Yep. Now here's the deal. Men are actually going to, where do you go to get this done if you decided that you really want to catch this wave? And it says here that they're going to a barber shop, and clearly barbers are going, I don't do that.
Yeah.
That's not me. No.
Not many barbers are color
that
experts.
That is not my thing here.
Yeah.
And, of course, it begs the question, if there really is a trend that is going in this direction again.
Ooh, it's coming back.
According to BuzzFeed, 11% of men say they want to do it. Really?
Just like high-waisted pants for ladies.
11%.
Here come the frosted tips.
All right. I guess that's done. And, that's fine when you're young. Like you said, when you're in middle school and kids want to do that, I get it. But
once you
get out to the situation where you have to wear a tie every once in a while to work, probably not the thing to do.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, might hurt your credibility just a little bit.
Not going to get too many interviews that
different
way.
Different kind of street
well,
cred
it's not
for
like
you.
They're coloring them. They're purple.
Okay.
I mean, it's still a natural hair color. Mm-hmm. Just kind of like highlights for girls. But it's for
on guys.
Yeah,
yeah, but it looks so different. It's so it's like spikes.
I know.
Usually the ones I've seen are like bright white,
Yeah, yeah. But frosted tips don't necessarily. And you're right. The spikes is normal. But some guys still fix their hair normal, and they just have color like frosted tips, like color in their hair.
Yeah, well, I mean, I used when I actually had hair back in the day, I used to highlight it, and it was the same principle as a cap you put on with holes in it and you stick the little hook in and you scrape your head really bad.
Ow.
It's not cool, but when I was done with it, it just made me look like I had blonde hair. It didn't make me look like I had white spikes popping off my head.
Right.
Caller,
and that's what y'all are all thinking
caller,
about guy.
Take
but...
me away from this caller. This is crazy. Hello.
We run into that problem again, males versus men.
Yeah. I just, hearing you say that you put that cap on and pull your hair out through it, and I understand that's the way it's done.
It's not painful if someone's doing it correctly.
Okay.
I was doing it wrong, I guess.
It's usually better if you have someone doing it for you.
No. Yeah, oh sure, I think that's probably right, because You're going to have to answer the door.
That too.
Yeah, never order a pizza before you're going to do that.
Probably would not work. Well, and I guess it's just I'm to the point where I'm not going to mistreat my hair because if it goes away, it may not come back, you know?
Yeah, well, lesson learned.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit texasregionaleye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
It's not how fast you mow, it's how well you mow fast. And with innovative John Deere riding mowers, you're able to get the job done right. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today where you're able to get an outstanding deal on a huge inventory of John Deere riding and zero-turn mowers. Choose from a range of horsepower, deck sizes, and fuel options. Whichever you choose, you'll get powerful performance, comfort, and all-around versatility. With 12 models to choose from, all for less than $3,000, Sioux Falls Prater can help you find the perfect mower for your land. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today or visit cptractor.com for details. Offer ends June 30th, 2017. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Hey, good morning. It's 725. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. High temperature today, probably going to be about 93 or so. Going to do the same thing for tomorrow. No mention of rain in our forecast today. There is a slight chance for tomorrow. And then as we head on into the weekend, pretty warm Saturday and Sunday, be up around, and Monday too, up around 96 out there, and no mention of rain in the forecast. Right now we have winds out of the east at 3. Overcast skies for some of us in 75 degrees.
Bubba Dixon here. Seeing that satisfied look on a customer's face when they discover their Tomlite experience is truly amazing. Sometimes, though, coming to the store isn't always an option. That's okay. We'll come to you. Shop Tomlite.com to search our entire selection, find a great deal, and even arrange to have us deliver your new Chevy to your home or office absolutely free. That's the Tomlite experience. That's the Tomlite difference. Since 1972, all roads lead to Tomlite Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Okay, so if you live in America's heartland, you'll be thrilled to know the Democrat Party wants to make amends. A Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee has appointed a congresswoman from Illinois, Sherry Bustos, to head their Heartland Engagement Office. Ms. Bustos says the Heartland is critical to Democrats winning back the House. She says that her party has got to do better when it comes to listening to people from small towns and rural areas. Flyover country, in other words. Now, she says that Democrats want to help people in the wasteland. Sorry, Heartland. And she wants to help them find good-paying jobs, raise strong families, and live the American dream in the Great American Wasteland, Heartland. Now, as the new Heartland Engagement Ambassador, Ms. Bustos wants to build a partnership with you in the Wasteland. Heartland. Every time Democrats lose big, they do this, folks. When Howard Dean took over the DNC years ago, he promised that Democrats would stop ignoring the Heartland and pay attention to their values. But it's all BS. Democrats despise the values of the Heartland. They mock them every chance they get. Remember Obama's bitter clingers? You people in small-town America holding onto your guns and your religion? The Democrat Party agenda has never been about engaging with the Heartland's traditional values. It's about wiping them out.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Finding great candidates to hire can be, well, like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. With its powerful technology, ZipRecruiter distributes your job everywhere it needs to be to find the right candidates. In fact, over 80% of jobs on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just one day. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
Used by businesses of all sizes, ZipRecruiter offers the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
Does your car insurance have accident forgiveness, a vanishing deductible, or coverage for new car replacement or electronic lock and key replacement? These are just a few of the many specialty coverages AMCO Insurance can provide through our network of major insurance companies. We can help you decide how much coverage is right for you and find you the most competitive rates. Do more with your auto insurance. Visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 75 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by American Momentum Bank. Building financial success one client at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Former Bryan School Superintendent Tommy Wallace still doesn't know who leaked documents critical of his job performance.
But three lawyers hired by Wallace only had time to question two members of Wallace's former leadership team yesterday. What was scheduled as a three-hour hearing in Travis County District Court will resume this afternoon at 1. The documents in question were not supposed to be released pending a judge's action this October, but someone gave them to KBTX and the Eagle, and both organizations made them public 2 weeks ago. Wallace's lawyers were not able to convince the judge to order a KBTX reporter and the editor of the Eagle to testify in an attempt to identify who provided the documents. And the two who did take the stand yesterday, Assistant Superintendent Amy Drozd and Communications Director Brandon Webb, both said they did not release the documents, they did not direct anyone else to do it, and they did not know who was responsible. Today, Wallace's lawyers will question current school board president Trey Moore, who, according to court documents, stated he was not the source and does not know who was. Wallace's legal team is also scheduled to question board member Doug Wunderberger, who was president when he gave Wallace unidentified documents last September and told Wallace to consider accepting a voluntary separation agreement. Wallace's lawyers also plan to question Assistant Superintendent Tim Roeke and Associate Superintendent Barbara Yabara. They also want to question School District Attorney Harry Wright Jr., but that's being contested by the outside lawyer hired by the school board. Wallace is seeking jail time and fines as part of criminal and civil contempt of court sanctions against those who released the court-protected documents. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The perjury charge against the trooper who pulled Sandra Bland over 2 years ago has been dropped. State Representative Garnett Coleman of Houston isn't happy.
No one is above the law. The only positive out of this is that he can no longer be a peace officer in Texas.
Brian Insignia stopped Bland for failure to use a turn signal. Things got out of hand, and she was found dead in a Waller County jail cell 3 days later. Insignia agreed to surrender his state law enforcement license and certification and to never again seek law enforcement work. He also agreed to never seek to have the charge expunged. Groundbreaking was held yesterday for Easterwood Airport's new general aviation terminal. That's part of a $6.5 million investment by Aston Aviation, which runs the airport for the Texas A&M system. New hangars and a rapid fueling site are also expected to increase business for private and charter aircraft and military operations. This is in addition to the $4 million renovation that's been underway at McKinsey Terminal. An architect's rendering of the general aviation terminal and more information about Easterwood projects are online at WTAW.com. Last month, the director of College Station's Lincoln Recreation Center received his degree from Texas A&M. Tomorrow, Lance Jackson finishes a 30-year career with the center, the last 23 as director.
Part of that degree is dedicated to a lot of people who supported me here. Shalita Johnson and Markeisha Watson, the assistant center supervisor and secretary there. I don't think I would have went back the last couple of years if I didn't have them there.
In a city podcast, Jackson told College Station's communications director Jay Sokol he hopes to see the continued growth of the center's facilities for multi-generational uses. He's also interested in College Station creating more recreation centers.
I think the citizens are most deserving as this place continues to grow. And I don't think people realize that there's different types of athletic communities here in College Station. You know, there's Little League, and you have soccer and volleyball, and then there's basketball.
You're invited to a farewell reception for Lance Jackson today from 5 until 6:30 at the center. The Senate shelved a vote on the repeal and replacement of the Affordable Care Act after GOP leaders say they were short of support. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan on our show says the Senate should have paid more attention to the House's bill.
We've already battled all the internal battles between the ideological parts of the conservative wing versus the moderate wing of the Republicans in the House. And so they're going through the same thing in the Senate.
Flores says the House was also more transparent when they drafted the law.
Because we actually had hearings on it and had documentation as to, you know, all the input that we had received from all the stakeholders in the argument. The Senate drafted behind closed doors, and I think that turned out to be the biggest challenge for him.
Flores says his gut tells him the Senate will come back with something close enough for the House to vote on as a standalone measure. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 75 degrees. Call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by American Momentum Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Are you surprised that we are now one of the fastest growing business communities in the nation? We're not. For years, the expert bankers at American Momentum Bank have been working on customized solutions specifically designed to help build and sustain financial success, one client at a time. That's the strength of Momentum. Visit AmericanMomentum.bank or call 979-774-1111. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Tag, it's yours.
Aggie students, faculty, and staff, it's time for Tag. Register for your 2017-2018 parking permit at transport.tamu.edu by July the 5th.
Just point, click, permit. Tag, it's yours. Couldn't be quicker or easier.
Log on to transport.tamu.edu 24/7. Don't wait. Register for your 2017-2018 parking permit now.
Texas A&M Transportation Services.
Bombers baseball tonight at Nutribold Stadium, presented by Baylor Scott and White Health.
How many smiles are in your bank account? How many laughs? How many hugs and shoulders to lean on? These are the special moments in life, the milestones, the heart-to-hearts that create the most lasting and cherished memories. How many lives have you touched? How many haven't you? It's never too late to accumulate the kind of capital that really matters. Because when you add it up, after all the years, is there anything that matters more? How will you be remembered?
For over six decades, Callaway Jones has served local families. The new Callaway Jones Funeral and Cremation Center is now open. Our modern, comfortable, and spacious facility provides innovative and memorable ways to honor loved ones you've lost. Visit CallawayJones.com.
Your home should have an electrical inspection every 10 years, or every 5 if it's over 30 years old. Are you due? Call the trusted pros at Gilmore Electric Express to keep your home and family safe. They will catch potential dangers like loose wiring and ensure proper energy efficiency. If you're considering selling, Gilmore Electric Express can make sure your home is inspection ready. Aggie-owned and operated, Gilmore guarantees on-time service and upfront pricing on every job. Call 979-77-LIGHT or go to GilmoreElectricExpress.com.
Good morning, it's 7:38, Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. And our weather is sponsored by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on ActionSportsTX.com.
A mix of clouds and sun for today, maybe an isolated shower or thunderstorm. We're hot and humid. High temperature low to mid-90s. Tonight back to fair weather and upper 70s overnight. Tomorrow again partly sunny with an isolated thunderstorm, breezy and hot. Temperatures in the mid-90s, upper 70s on Friday night. Saturday mostly sunny, breezy, 94 to 98. This is meteorologist Gary Best. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Brazos Valley Bombers return home to Nutrabolt tonight after falling on the road to the Generals in Victoria. Meanwhile, the Rangers were bested by the Indians in a game that saw Cleveland manager Terry Francona's return after a health scare, and the Astros still have a 12.5 game edge in the AL West after their win over the A's. All the details and more are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, stop, wait, cosmetic shampoo, what are you doing? You're it's not good for you.
Oh.
It's not good. What are you doing to yourself? We have found out that apparently cosmetic shampoos and other personal care products are vastly under-regulated, putting consumers' health at risk.
Oh
my goodness. All right, don't wash your hair for a month and see how that does for you.
Yeah, okay.
CBS says the U.S. Food and Drug Administration complaints database contained about 5,100 adverse effects over a 12-year period from 2004 to 2016. Okay, 5,100 in 12 years? I don't know. Maybe that's a lot. I'm not sure. There are a lot of people who live in U.S. America.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying. Anyway, it's in connection with cosmetics. Dermatologists with Northwestern University point out that cosmetics and personal care products are a $400 billion industry with millions of products and multiple controversies, but only 5,000 adverse events over 12 years have been reported. So they're saying there are a lot of people who have had an adverse effect and they haven't told anybody.
Okay.
Now, I can remember one time I was using a change brands of deodorant, and it irritated me.
Yeah.
So I just threw it away, okay,
yeah,
and went back to something else.
Right.
Now, I mean, I don't think I was putting my life at risk, and no, I didn't think I needed to contact the federal government and let them know about
it. Yeah, and everyone's skin is super different.
Sure.
And hair is very different, and some things are just going to affect people differently.
Out of curiosity, was it Old Spice?
No, it was, I left Old Spice and went to Menin at that time.
Oh, okay, because that's what Menin does it to me sometimes.
Yeah, and you know what? When I eat dairy, it makes me bloated, but that doesn't mean
so
that
you don't
milk
eat
and
dairy.
Cheese
yeah,
are...
Let's recall them.
Yeah.
They're not good
yeah,
for you.
They made Chelsea bloated.
All right.
Something's
okay.
Wrong with them.
That's it. Okay, driving along, just use one hand, but raise your hand if you want a recipe for deep-fried Coca-Cola.
Deep-fried Coca-Cola?
Deep-fried Coca-Cola.
You can't deep fry a
no,
liquid.
No, you really can. You can. This is I forget who the
oh,
guy
you
is.
You can. You
yeah,
can.
The guy at in the State Fair of Texas.
Yeah, I heard about. I have heard
years.
About this. Yeah.
Right, Mashable.com says there is a recipe from NASCAR. Of course.
mixes, that makes sense.
Mix Coca-Cola with some flour. Excuse me. Mix Coca-Cola with some
Coca-Cola.
Flour. Yeah, that's how you're supposed to say. with some flour, baking soda, salt, sugar, eggs in a batter. Scoop it into a deep fryer and volé. You got it.
Viola. Yep.
That's right. That too. Top it off with some whipped cream. And, oh, of course.
Of course.
And something
just
else.
Make
to,
it even better.
Yeah, make it more artery clogging.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, there is a recipe. And actually, I think there's a video out there for you to see. They do have an important note here. The folks at NASCAR do want to remind you never, ever, ever pour liquid Coca-Cola, or really any liquid for that matter, into a hot deep fryer. That does not work
that
well
doesn't
at
work.
All. It'll splatter that stuff out, and it'll get on you.
Yep.
So there. But there is apparently a video out there that will allow you to see
okay.
That. Bodie McBoatface, haven't talked about that in a while.
Yeah.
Early last year, the citizens of England invited to name a new research vessel, and they did. Bodie McBoatface. But the UK science minister said, no. So the actual name of it is, it's named for Sir David Attenborough, as a matter of fact. But this week, Bodie McBoatface returned from being out into some area where the water was cold and abysmal and all that.
And so it got a runny nose.
It sure did. Seven-week expedition with the another boat in the Orkney Passage in the Antarctic Peninsula, but Bodie McBoatface.
Sounds chilly.
I bet most people are still going to call it Bodie McBoatface.
Oh, 100%.
I think that's probably fair. All right, so it must be true because Rob Lowe said it. Rob Lowe has seen Bigfoot.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Did we tell Brian?
No. Who's Brian?
Brian from Peace.
Oh.
He's a big Bigfoot fan.
Oh, is he? Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'll walk this down the hall to him.
Okay,
then.
Good. Yeah, they'll like to hear about that.
There's
okay.
Like $1 million bounty or something on Bigfoot. Well, so if Rob Lowe saw him,
he could use $1 million. I'm
he
thinking.
Sure could. Yeah.
Rob has a new A&E series called The Lowe Files, spelled like with the E, his name. Where he and his two adult sons
go searching for the paranormal. And in at least one case, they supposedly found it. Rob claims that he had an incredible encounter, his words, in the Ozark Mountains with the wood ape, which is basically the version of Bigfoot there, because, you know, they got to have a different name up there. He told Entertainment Weekly, so it must be true, I was lying on the ground thinking I was going to be killed. It all unfolds amazingly in the season finale. That's right, you got to plow through all any number of episodes of the Low Files to get to it. So Rob wouldn't want to give too many details because it's at the end of the season, but he did say, quote, it's 1 a.m. There's lots of serious former military men with loaded guns. Now, if this is paranormal, I mean, if that's what they're searching for, what would guns do? How would that help?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Anyway, he said, something starts approaching our camps that is defying their orders to stop and their warnings, and they said, we are armed, but it didn't stop, whatever it was. So I guess this is just to get you to watch it. I know you think you're just like Jay-Z and Beyonce, right? I know you think you live a life just like
every
they
day
do.
I look in the mirror.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Mm-hmm.
They have reportedly paid $400,000 a month to stay in a 6.3-acre compound, apparently out in Malibu or so.
Okay.
So, I mean, $400,000 a month.
Yeah.
Seemed to be any problem there. 12,000-square-foot villa, 3 standalone bedroom suites, 10 other bedrooms.
I mean, that's just like 100,000 times more than my rent.
There you
a
go.
Month.
And so again, it's
I'm
a staff.
Super close to being Beyonce.
So they've got a staff, quarters, 14 bathrooms. Why would you need that? Why would you need 14 bathrooms?
Well, to take care of the twins.
Yeah, I guess that's probably right. So there you go. So that's out there in case you care. Later on this morning, we'll talk about the iPhone. This is the actual birthday of the iPhone.
Okay. All right.
This is the day that it happened.
This is the day.
This is the day that Steve Jobs rolled that puppy out. And so we've got, again, it's amazing how many people have them now, but it's also kind of interesting the things that were not on the original iPhone. I mean, different from every aspect, especially if you were stuck with a CrackBerry and you wanted to do something different. But nonetheless, there are some things that were not on the original iPhone that we take for granted now. All right, 746.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it.
Texas Truck Riggins Sandblasting Services offers a fast, affordable way to properly clean metal without using harmful chemicals. Once an item is blasted, it's ideal for color powder coating. From project vehicle parts to rusting metal entry gates and fence sections, trust your sandblasting and color powder coating to Texas Truck Riggins.
Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Every couple hopes to develop a strong, fulfilling relationship, but many marriages lose their way somewhere along the line. One reason is that instead of pursuing authentic intimacy with each other, they settle for substitutes. This is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Consider the Sistine Chapel. You've probably seen photographs in books or online, but diagrams, detailed descriptions, and snapshots are no replacement for going to Rome, standing there in the middle of that treasured landmark, gazing firsthand at Michelangelo's breathtaking work. And that's because substitutes can never offer the same experience as the real thing. It's a truth people easily recognize when it comes to architectural wonders, but in marriage, they turn to substitutes all the time. Most of us understand that opening our heart to love is to risk being hurt. To protect themselves, some folks pursue alternatives that offer feelings of connection without the emotional vulnerability that authentic intimacy requires. For men, it's often pornography. For women, it may be romance novels like 50 Shades of Grey. Substitutes feel safe, but they can never offer the fulfillment you get from the real deal. In the end, true intimacy can only come from immersing yourself in the experience of a committed relationship. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
I'm Dana Lash with NRA Carry Guard. I carry my firearm every day. I pray I'll never be forced to use it. But if I do, I know NRA Carry Guard will have my back. I can choose up to $1 million in insurance-backed protection, plus a special attorney referral network to give me the representation I need. Learn more and sign up today at NRACarry.com or call 1-866-NRA-1234 to become an NRA Carry Guard member today.
Peach Creek Vineyards invites you out this weekend to enjoy the nice breeze and cool temperatures you can enjoy under their covered area, their pavilion that they have. They're just south of town. These are local wines that are created right there on the property at the vineyard. You can choose from reds and whites and rosés, and they have specialty wines that are available for you. You can sample those in their tasting room. And by the way, if you have friends who are real wine fans, you can not only buy bottles of wine from Peach Creek, but they also have just kind of wine-centric gifts, a little, you know, toppers for the bottles and different kind of glass holders. And it's a neat opportunity for you to get a gift that is centered toward the wine drinkers that you know. Now, their hours, they're open Tuesday through Thursday from 3 until 6, and then Friday from 1 until 5. And then on the weekends, on Saturday from noon to 6, and Sundays from 1 to 5. Great opportunity for you to get together with some other couples and go enjoy the wine that they produce there at Peach Creek. And also, if you'll join the wine club, then you get an opportunity to rent the pavilion at special prices. And the pavilion is great to use for class reunion or informal weddings. And you can learn more about what they have become. Because if you haven't been out to Peach Creek lately, they have expanded their tasting room, and you have a whole bunch more options. So visit peachcreekvineyards.com to get more information about Peach Creek. They're just south of town.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. It's 7:52. Well, the Brazos Valley Bombers dropped Game 2 against the Generals 3-1 on the road in Victoria. The Bombers next return home to face the Generals again tonight at 7:05 p.m., and you can catch the game on Willie 1550. In college football, Vanderbilt coach Derek Mason has indefinitely suspended three Commodores football players who were involved in an incident that resulted in two of them getting shot. The three players are defensive backs Tay Daly, Frank Coppett, and receiver Donovan Tennyson. Police say Daly suffered a non-critical gunshot wound to his leg, and Coppett received non-critical birdshot wounds to his arms in an attempt to recover Tennyson's stolen cell phone. In Major League Baseball,
pretty deep to right field, going back on it is Olsen, looking up, see you later! Another leadoff home run for George Springer, and the Astros' lead is 1-0.
Josh Reddick and George Springer had three hits each and combined for five RBIs, and the Houston Astros used a five-run third inning to take the lead and hold on for an 11-8 win over the Oakland Athletics. Here's Coach A.J. Hinch on Springer.
He's an incredible tone setter to begin with. Just his presence, his energy, when he goes up to bat, his knowledge of the strike zone, his threat to do exactly what he did tonight. You know, that's why he's leading off. He's a middle of the order bat who's leading off the game.
The Astros finished the series with the A's this afternoon at Minute Maid. First pitch is at 1:10 p.m. Meanwhile, in Cleveland, Trevor Bauer pitched into the seventh inning. Michael Brantley drove in two runs, and the Cleveland Indians defeated the Texas Rangers 5-3 in manager Terry Francona's return to the team. Francona was cleared to come back after another health scare forced him to leave Monday's game and miss Tuesday's contest. Here's Rangers coach Jeff Banister on what made Indian starter Trevor Bauer so hard to hit.
Well, it was the breaking stuff, really, that he was able to land in the strike zone. The fastball kept us off the breaking ball, the fastball up. Typical a night for Trevor where he tries to throw the fastball up, work the off-speed stuff down, didn't leave much over the middle of the plate, really. was a story for him.
The Rangers cap off the series with the Indians this morning in Cleveland. First pitch is at 11:10 a.m., and you can catch that game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In the NFL, Dallas defensive end David Irving has been suspended the first four games of the season for violating the NFL's policy against performance-enhancing drugs. The Cowboys now have at least two potential defensive starters suspended to start the season for the third straight year. The other is Randy Gregory. Irving can return October 8th at home against Green Bay. In the NBA, Chris Paul is heading to Houston to join James Harden, and the Rockets will soon have two all-stars in the backcourt to lead their chase for a championship. Here's Coach Mike D'Antoni on acquiring Paul.
Sure, Hall of Famer, easy, maybe one of the best point guards ever to play the game. And if we can't figure it out, then we're in trouble. So I just think that, and he's a great defensive player too. You know, he's everything. And I think he'll fit perfect with James. And you know, there'll be some bumps a little bit early just to figure out the chemistry between the two and the other guys. But that's, again, we've got guys that want to win, and that's half the battle.
The Rockets got Paul from the Clippers in an exchange for a number of players, including Darren Hilliard, who the Rockets had previously acquired as a swingman from the Detroit Pistons. CP3 joins power forward Ryan Kelly, who was traded to the Rockets from the Atlanta Hawks. And Phil Jackson is out after just three full seasons as president of the New York Knicks, a stretch that included no playoff berths and just 80 victories. The Knicks issued a statement saying the two sides mutually agreed to part company with 2 years remaining on a $60 million contract. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Bubba Dixon here. Seeing that satisfied look on a customer's face when they discover their Tomlite experience is truly amazing. Sometimes, though, coming to the store isn't always an option. That's okay. We'll come to you. Shop Tomlite.com to search our entire selection, find a great deal, and even arrange to have us deliver your new Chevy to your home or office. Absolutely free. That's the Tomlite experience. That's the Tomlite difference. Since 1972, all roads lead to Tomlite Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates. Good to see you. Missed you last week.
Good to see you, but you got to see my better half.
That's true. Yeah, Greg came in here. So yep. I have a question for you. Let's say you inherit a house or something like that. There might be some sort of an odor left over. Maybe you've been living in a house for a long time and it just kind of has an odor to it.
You've gone nose blind.
Yeah. But when people come over, they're like, now? Oh, hey, I can't stay long.
Yeah.
So what do you do?
Well, we always talk about Febreze being our friend because it's an odor neutralizer. But, you know, a lot of times, especially if we haven't been diligent with changing out air filters and things like that, you can kind of get that dusty smell. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there are companies in town that actually do duct cleaning. And, you know, people ask me all the time, well, what's the cost on that? It's not really cost prohibitive. It's $450. For the first eight, and then it's $45 for each additional duct. So it's a great way to really freshen things up.
Not bad. All right. That's the kind of tips and tricks you can get from the experts over at Zweiker & Associates, ZARealestate.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW is a couple of minutes till. So I don't think anybody wants to really stock up on fidget spinners, especially since they're all going to be collecting dust pretty soon.
Yep.
Pretty soon.
One woman apparently didn't know that was the case. 23-year-old in Bellevue, Nebraska, busted last week for shoplifting 18 fidget spinners from a Walmart.
Behind the curve there.
Employees saw her shoving them in her purse. And, you know, again, how do you... I guess they come with some sort of a cardboard backing or they're in some sort of packaging. So to try to shove 18 of those into your purse, people might notice that. Anyhow, they stopped her. She was trying to leave. According to the policeman, the woman's plan was to resell them for more than they were worth.
And make all of 10 extra dollars.
I was going to say, we're worth what?
Yeah.
They're fidget spinners. I didn't even know there's a fidget spinner black market.
I know, right?
Yep. But anyway, apparently she thought there was. Nowadays, they're pretty much everywhere if you want to get those.
So. I've played with one. I just don't get it.
No, I don't either. And that's fine. But the deal is, you can bet that this... What happened is I think schools got caught off guard by this because it did come on pretty quickly. And so as a result, they weren't necessarily ready for it then. They'll be ready for it by the time school starts again. You can bet that they've talked about
it. But by then it won't be cool anymore.
Yeah, okay. All right, this is happening every year. Tourists are going into national parks and getting too close to the wildlife.
Yep.
They think it's really cool to make this selfie with
a
critter.
Bear selfie.
Yeah, exactly. Residents in Banff, Alberta, Canada, located within Banff National Park, say way too many tourists are approaching the bears and other wildlife in order to get those kind of photos, and locals say the situation will only get worse as summer progresses. And it's not any different in Canada. Now, they're talking about it, though, because all the national park entry fees are waived on July the 1st because it's Canada's birthday. Banff already bracing for record-setting tourists, so they're trying to kind of roll it out there ahead of time. Don't be doing something stupid. And, you know, same thing's true in American parks, too. Yeah. No, it wouldn't be so nice to get a picture by that bear. Well, no. Maybe not. Okay. Well, for a high temperature today, around 93 or 94, have that for the next couple of days. And when we get into Saturday and Sunday, we're actually looking at what we would expect this time of year, and that's highs around 96 or so. Some clouds out there right now. It's 75 degrees, and it's 8 o'clock. First of news, weather, and sports, WTAW College Station. Right.